Phone Boy Speaks, episode 506. It actually erases. A number of forensics experts have determined that, well, once an iPhone has been issued the erase command from Find My iPhone, well, it's pretty much unrecoverable as far as the data goes. The reason why you might want to do this is because, well, if you're if the device is evidence in a in some sort of criminal thing, and you actually want to get the data off to prove to prove it, well, you have to actually you can't just assume that once you have the phone that's it, right? If they've issued the erase command, the minute that thing gets powered up, it's pretty toasty, and chances are if somebody's iPhone gets gets taken away, that's probably going to be one of the first things that get done to it is somebody will issue an erase command if they all think that they're in danger of it getting compromised. I mean, it's really easy to do, right? I mean, Apple provides the tool, and I suppose that's good, right? If your iPhone gets stolen, right, you want to be able to make you don't want data necessarily from that phone to get into the wrong hands, and so being able to do that, I mean, not even if you're you're being illegal about or anything, right? You just, if you lose the phone, there's so much more data on phones these days. I mean, the earliest cell phones might have a phone book on it, and were probably pretty easy to get that off of it. But in terms of, now, I mean, there's just so much information, and we use so many applications and stuff on the phone that there's probably quite a lot of evidence and a lot of information that can be obtained from the phone. And being able to erase it and be very fairly safe in assuming that that's erased, that's a good thing, I think, for folks. It's one good reason to use the iPhone. I'm not sure if Android has the same sort of protection. Maybe some devices by some manufacturers do. But Apple has had this encrypted file system thing built into the device since, I think, the 3GS. And so it's done in hardware. So and basically when the erase command is issued, that the encryption key, which is normally unlocked by your passcode or PIN, that conveniently gets forgotten. And so if you get the device at that point after the erase command's been issued, good luck trying to decrypt it, because it's but there are ways around it, of course, if you can jailbreak the device and such, which the newer iPhones, it's a lot harder to jailbreak the newer iPhones. And so once you can jailbreak an iPhone, all bets are off, and then you might be able to do it assuming the device hasn't been erased. But I think once the device has been erased, you're pretty much done. If that command's been issued and it's been on the network to hear it, then there you go. So I think good job Apple, right? I mean, there are some things that we kind of question Apple on security wise, but this is one of the things I think they've done okay on. And another one being iMessages. If you actually read the Apple security doc, there's a fairly good explanation about how iMessages work, and it's actually done about as well as you can do it for a consumer grade product, and it's actually reasonably secure. And assuming what they say in there is correct, right? The information, there's no way that Apple is going to know what information has been communicated over iMessages, other than the fact that iMessages has been used to communicate between two people, which itself might be incriminating evidence, depending on how you look at it. So I think this is great news if you want to ensure that when you issue that Find My iPhone erase command, that the device is really erased. And so there's good and bad reasons for doing it. And so, make of that information what you will. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.